أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. It is he who's made the night and the day one coming after the other. For the one who wishes to reflect or show gratitude, the night and the day one succeeding the other, one coming after the other, for various purposes, that if it was total night, man would not be able to function. If it was only day, then too, man would not be able to function. So Allah Ta'ala has made the night succeed the day, and the day come after the day, night, so that man may be able to work, and he may be able to be resting. But all this is for the one, this whole system, and this alternation of the day and the night, is for those who will look into the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, reflect at the blessings and the favors of Allah Ta'ala, and take heed. And yadhakkar, and the way to take heed is to merge your will into the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that you don't wish things for yourself, rather you merge your will into the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You let His will and His desire prevail over yours. In any situation, in every situation, what Allah Ta'ala wills, this is what I will, this is what He intends, I intend the same. Or the one that wishes to show gratitude, he sees the whole phenomena and he sees the favors of Allah Ta'ala pouring upon him day and night, openly and concealed. But he sees the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon him all the time. So he wishes to show some gratitude. So Allah Ta'ala has made this whole alternation, the system, so that the one that wishes to show gratitude, the one that wishes to reflect, he may do so. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the special servants of the Most Gracious. They walk upon the earth, humility. And when the ignorant address them, they say salams. So in various places of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about His chosen servants. In Surah Ahzab, He speaks about them, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. Then in Surah Mu'minun, He speaks about them, qad aflaha al mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. 8 sifat of the mu'min. Then In Surah Tawbah, again, Allah Ta'ala speaks about him, about the mu'mineen at-ta'ibun al-abidun al-sa'ihun. So, you want to identify with the righteous so that you can also enjoy from their presence, enjoy from their companionship, and learn from them. But then how do you make out that these are the servants of Allah Ta'ala, these are the selected class of Allah Ta'ala? How will you make out? So Allah Ta'ala gives a description that you may be able to identify these people. So the first word Allah Ta'ala uses to describe them, Ibadur Rahman, they are the slaves of the most gracious. So in all their behavior, in all their interaction, all their socializing, they will show abdiyat and they will show servitude. They will show that humility that is seen in a slave. So, therefore Allah Ta'ala identifies them and extols their praises in these words, Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the most gracious. Then, from all the sifat and the attribute of Allah Ta'ala, He chooses to use Rahman for these people here, the slaves of the most gracious, in all their works and all their behavior, the aspect of grace will be reflected. They will show grace and kindness to people in any situation, but you will see them, they will be most gracious, they will be most kind, and they will be most considerate towards people. So these are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third sifat Allah ta'ala uses to describe them, yamshuna ala al-awdi hawna, when they walk upon the earth, they walk with humility. This humility comes from the humility of the heart. One is to show humility and walk softly and gently. But one is the humility that comes from the recess of the heart and it permeates the entire existence. Such humility, man has been overawed and overwhelmed with the majesty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's overawed and he's overcome with the majesty and the greatness of Allah ta'ala, then his entire body, all his limbs, they humble. For the greatness and the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, his eyes are humbled, his ears are humbled, his tongue, his communication, everything of his is humbled, not because he is weak, not because he has got some type of a handicap, rather because of humility, because of the majesty of Allah Ta'ala that has overwhelmed him. So in everything of his, he will be very, very humble. يَمْشُونَ عَلْ أَوْدِ هَوْنَا. So this doesn't refer to that person that just walks softly upon the earth, though it is an act of humility, but it is not just imitating the humble, rather it is being humble completely, and this humility is coming and emanating from the heart. So Umar radiallahu anhu had seen a youngster walking very gently, and he asked him, why are you walking so gently? Are you sick? Are you not feeling well? He said, no. And he said to him that walk swiftly. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also walk swiftly. This is not humility. Humility is that which comes from the heart, permeates that entire body. All your limbs goes humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and majesty. Then the third verse that describes his people, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that when ignorant people address them, and they say words of peace. Here, when we say ignorant, it doesn't mean the person is ignorant, but he's behaving like how an ignorant person will behave. There's no mannerism. He's harsh. He's aggressive. He's impolite. He's talking nonsensical things. He's not behaving like how a human being is supposed to be behaving. So such a person is called a jahil. So when such a person addresses him, then he will say words of peace. Yeah, salam doesn't mean assalamu alaikum. What it means that he will break away from this situation, he will avoid the situation, but with a lot of peace. He will not incite the person, he will not spur up the person, he will not add to that problem, rather very gently and peacefully he will move away from that situation. Qalu salama. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. The fourth sifat and fourth quality of this class, the special class, they spend their nights in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bowing down and standing before Him. The midnight prayer, the tahajjud prayer, has been specially emphasized. It is the way of the pious in the past. It is a thing that will bring you near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will build up and strengthen your resistance against evil. And overall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the lowest heaven at that time. You can draw very easily from the treasures of His mercy and the treasures of His wealth. The one that is looking for Allah Ta'ala's special attention and special mercy, then this is the time. Overall, sometime, if a person cannot manage for some reason, a few rakats before Isha Salah, a few rakats after Isha Salah of Nafal that is read before he is gone to retire, he will also be counted amongst Sujjadam wa Qiyamah, those that adore and remember Allah Ta'ala, bowing down and standing. And then with all this, they will not consider themselves to be a favored class, that they are more privileged. Rather, with all the grace of Allah Ta'ala, yet they not think themselves to be eligible for the favors of Allah Ta'ala of their own accord. Rather, they consider it an exclusive favor of Allah Ta'ala, that He has engaged them in His service and His obedience. They don't consider it as an achievement from their own. Rather, it's a pure grace from Allah Ta'ala, nothing from themselves. So they say in their du'as, Allah Ta'ala, avert from us the punishment of Jahannam. For the punishment of Jahannam is a total disaster. It is an evil abode and a place to be in. So with all their sacrifice, their humility, their avoiding problems and trouble, they're showing good character and mannerisms, serving Allah Ta'ala day and night, standing up when everybody is asleep. They don't consider this as an achievement of their own selves, so hence they don't feel that they are eligible for any particular reward. Rather, they consider it to be a total grace from Allah Ta'ala, His favor. Therefore, this is the word that they use in their du'as, Allah Ta'ala, out of your grace, avert from us the azab, the punishment of Jahannam, for this is a total disaster. It is an evil abode and a place to be in.